know the future. That's how they get God off the hook. Well, how is it that Isaiah 46:10 says he knows the end from the beginning? What does that mean? Or how is it that Isaiah 41:21 and 22, Isaiah 44:7 and 8 say his knowledge of the future is what distinguishes him from false gods? Or how is it that through the Bible he foretells events centuries before they ever happen? How is it, for example, in Isaiah 44:28 that he names Cyrus as the ruler who will build up Jerusalem, yet the name of Cyrus and even his existence as a human being depended on an unimaginably long and complex series of human decisions separating the prophecy from its fulfillment? How did God know that? In 1 Kings 13:2, God predicts the birth of Josiah 300 years before the event. How do you know that? In 2 Kings 19:25, he states explicitly that he had ordained and planned the military victories of the Assyrians long before they ever took place. God foretells the Egyptians' voluntary oppression of Israel in Genesis 15:13. He foretells Pharaoh's hardening his heart against Moses in Exodus 3:19. He foretells the rejection of Isaiah's message by the Israelites in Isaiah 6:9. He foretells the rebellion of the Israelites after Moses' death, Deuteronomy 31:16. He foretells Judas' voluntary betrayal of Christ, John 6:70 and 71, and so on and so on and so on. Now, these open theists say, well, you know, God's really sharp. He's really good at analyzing trends. And he's good at sort of predicting with accuracy what might happen because he kind of gets the flow. It's absurd. This doesn't work. You're talking about prophetic events that are the end of millions of human choices. Ridiculous. But I'll tell you what makes the whole thing most ridiculous. If God doesn't know the future, are you ready for this? If God doesn't know the future, He doesn't know Jesus is going to die. That's a problem. This is where the whole openness thing goes down the proverbial drain. Acts 2:23 says, Jesus was handed over to His enemies according to the definite plan, determined plan, and foreknowledge of God. Did God plan Jesus' arrest? Did God plan Jesus' crucifixion? Did God plan that in detail?